When I introduced us earlier, I said that I was going to say something about each of the band members, and that's one of the wonderful things about Cervantes is I don't have to get up here and do all of it. I get to play with other people, and I play well with other people, by golly. So we're going to start out with my good buddy Skip Batchelor. I was figuring it up, Skip. We've been playing together on and off for about 15 years now. I just have to tell you that I've traveled to lots of places with Skip. He's one of my best friends. He's a fellow Taurus. There's nothing to that astrology stuff. It says we're stubborn, but I don't know where they get that. But this next guy, I could tell you a lot of stuff about Steve Kennebrew, but he wouldn't want me to. So. And then he might tell some lies about me, and then that would just go right in the gutter. So. Not yet. Oh, no. No. I've known Steve almost as long as I've known Skip, and played music with him on and off, and traveled up and down many roads. And Steve is just a jack of all trades. He plays the bass, he sings harmonies, he sings leads, he plays a heck of a guitar, as you might have noticed. He is really what I would call a consummate professional. And Steve and I laugh about this because every so often somebody will ask one of us, they'll say, "So, well, that music, that's a nice hobby. What's your real job?" We hope to be thousandaires one day and rich and famous, an overnight success before we die of old age. But that's right. I know. It better happen quick. Mr. Steve Kennebrew. But let me introduce Miss Susan Clark. That's right. Susan, you know, sometimes it amazes me that I'm actually acquainted with somebody this talented. It's amazing. I don't know why she's not rich and famous at this point in her career, but she should be. She sings like an angel, sings great backup harmonies, and then when she gets up front, boy, she just knocks your socks off. She's a great piano player, a great songwriter, a really good guitar player. She plays the flute, and she's recently taken up the accordion. Which may explain why she's not rich and famous. Actually, I just brought it. It all came together for me there, Susan. But a few weeks ago at the New Mexico Music Awards, Susan Clark won the big three. She won best producer, best song, and best album of all categories. And that's what her CD is right there. So you need to get it. It's a great CD. Well, I got one more person I want to bring up now. Kip is, I just want to get this on tape. Kip is, she's won so many awards, it's just amazing. She was the Academy of Western Artist Female Vocalist of the Year. No. Please don't clap after every announcement. There's too many. Save your applause for the end. She's had the Album of the Year with the AWA. She had the Song of the Year with the Western Music Association. She had Crescendo Award for the Western Music Association. And get this, last year she was up for the Western Music Association Male Vocalist of the Year, but Junie Fisher beat her out. Now I got both of them mad at me. The multi-award winning Kip Callahan, and one of my very best friends. Here she is.